Will Koontz is in the building, and everybody is excited to find out what happened with your date. How are you, Will?
Good. How are you?
I am dandy. Last week, you came in here. You're dressed all dapper. You look great. I think all the girls were into you.
Yeah, definitely.
I got to say, I think Heather B. would have been the best choice.
She seemed down.
Heather B. is cool. Like, she's a party girl. Like, she seems like she'd be fun no matter what. Like, no matter what you did, whether it got to a sexy place or not, she seems like she would still be a lot of fun. So it would have been a win situation no matter what. But you did not go with Heather B. You went with Shane.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Which was her name before she was a girl, and then she kept it afterwards.
Hey, I respect that.
Yeah. I do, too. Absolutely. Way to go. But she's a very pretty girl. And she seemed very excited about going out with you.
Yeah, she did.
You talked about paddle boarding. She said, let's do a day date.
Yes.
Paddle boarding. You looked at me like, what is that? And I'm like, you're going to stand up on a surfboard with an oar in your hand, look like a jerk off. But if it leads to her crotch, then it's well worth the exercise.
Sure. Yeah, I was looking forward to it.
Yeah, I bet you were. So what happened? Give everybody a rundown. After, like, we'll pick it up from when the show ended on last Wednesday night. Where did it go to from there?
Oh, my God. It was a whirlwind love affair, let me tell you.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
The next day, we talked a little bit after on break.
Yeah.
And we exchanged numbers.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I was all excited because you don't text that night, right? You kind of got to text, later.
Yeah.
So I texted her the next day, and I didn't get a reply back.
Well, I'm sure she was busy. Plus, it's that awkwardness, It's like, do you reply back immediately and look desperate? You know what I mean? Or, like, how do you do it,
Right. You texted her again, though, right?
No.
What?
Hell no.
Just
one text, and that's it?
Absolutely.
She was waiting. I reminded Will a few minutes ago. She admitted on the air she doesn't respond to text messages.
Yeah.
She admitted it on the air.
See, I screwed up because I should have called. I shouldn't have texted.
Yeah, you jerk.
Yeah, and then I can't go back now and call after I texted because it's 2017.
Thank you. I'm aware.
Thank you for that. If you didn't get a text, they got your text. Guaranteed, 100%. There's no way they didn't get your text.
Now, what did you text her? Do you mind telling everybody?
Let me look.
You up?
Yeah.
I think I just said, hey.
New phone, who dis?
I gotta find it. Boy.
Gotta find it.
Oh, I said, yo, what's up?
No, you did not.
Jesus. Yo, what's up?
You did say yo.
What should I have said?
I want to stand you up now.
I would say hey instead of yo.
Yeah, you don't say yo, what's up.
Yeah, but I don't
You don't
talk
say
like
yo,
that.
What's up.
I say yo all
I've
the
met
time.
You several times and you've never
I
said
say it
yo,
all the time.
What's up.
Catherine, I say yo every day.
Now, how many times did you type this out and then retype it to go?
One time. I'm not thinking that much about it.
You should have.
He copied and pasted it from another hookup.
From another text, from a Tinder message.
Next time, ask me.
He was like, this is my go-to.
I'll text for you.
Yeah.
Anna, what would you have said?
Yeah, what would you have
said? I
would have
been like, hey, girl, when are we going to paddle them boards?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. No, thank you.
Look, no, thank you.
I thought she was hot. Don't you want take it to, so, like, you're just holding out for what?
I'm not holding out for anything. No, I was definitely excited to go.
But, so then why didn't you, like, why didn't you express that?
She got my message, and she decided not to reply. I'm not going to harass the lady.
You know why? Because she read, yo, what's up? And she went, ugh.
Yeah.
Well, not fine. You. Fair enough.
You know what that sounds like? So that sounds like one of the pre-typed up responses that every phone comes with. That you can just have automatically reply to somebody.
No, it doesn't. It There's no yo, you, what's up in my phone.
Do you think that you did that because you were like trying to get out of it? So when she didn't respond, that you were like, well, whatever. I don't even care.
No, 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 no. I totally would have gone. I was looking forward to it. I think it would have been great radio bit. We would have got some audio out of it. It would have been awesome.
Such a love affair.
Yeah.
Since that's why he's supposed to bring great radio bits with him every Wednesday night.
Right.
Oh, okay. So you, okay.
Yeah. So it would have been awesome. I was looking forward to it. I wanted to go paddleboarding.
So the date never happened.
No, man.
Oh, well, I'm sure you brought something else to the table tonight then, like some good piece of audio. Maybe you fought a midget in Williams Park or something. What happened?
Where do you find midgets in Williams Park?
Where do you not find midgets in Williams
exactly.
Park?
Exactly. Thank you, Aunt. I'm sorry. Thank you, Catherine.
Yeah.
Sorry.
See that? All us chicks sound the same.
I guess so many bitches.
We all do sound the same.
You really do. Just annoying. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Now, I met my girlfriend online.
Yeah.
You met this girl in person.
Right.
My first message to my girlfriend was short and sweet, and it worked.
Was it, yo, what's up?
No.
What was it?
Girl, you fine.
I said,
"Want to tap that ass, though?"
I said, "I said, does that ass have its own phone line? Because I want to talk to it."
That's
first.
Not short and sweet.
That's not short and sweet.
I didn't say that. Short and sweet. No, actually, I just said, "Hey, what's up?" or something like that. It was real.
That's exactly what
the hell's the difference.
Yo,
but I think "Hey" is less. Like, it was aggressive than yeah.
Yo is like
what I say to my kid when I've told her to put on her shoes 10 times.
Yeah.
Yo, get your shoes on.
Like, yo, Vinny!
That's an Italian thing. That's
but
an Italian
I'm Irish
thing.
And I still.
Yes.
But, yes. But your man is Italian, right?
Oh, come on. You're reaching.
I'm just saying.
You've seen
barely.
The Sopranos,
he's
right?
Barely Italian. I did his ancestry.com.
You like tomato sauce, right?
I love you, Johnny.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. I'm Ryan over there reaching. I don't know. I think if she was really into you, she would have responded.
Absolutely,
even with
yes.
the yo.
100%.
She would have yoed back.
Yes.
You should have sent
if she
her.
Was a good sport, she would have been like, yo, haha,
but
weird.
But did she seem like
response.
A good sport? Like, how? I didn't listen because I was.
You know what? She was kind of like a really like a girly girl.
All right.
So you need a girl that's more manly?
I don't think she would have had a great sense of humor, though.
How do you think Heather B. would have responded to "Yo, what's up"?
Oh, she would have loved it.
She would have loved it.
So that's your girl. Why don't you just hit her up and say "Yo, what's up"?
Yeah,
I say we hook it up. I'll
Heather
hook it
B.,
up.
Call in.
Heather B.'s listening right now.
For sure.
Call in, girl. Yo, what's up, Heather B.?
Makeup date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they lived happily ever.
Heather B.'s on my Facebook and stuff. She was at the beach yesterday or the day before. Like, said it's her favorite place, and she was all laying out in a bikini and whatnot, looking all sexy in her thing.
See?
Hell yeah.
She's a cool chick, too.
Oh, yeah, she's fun. She came out to the comedy show that we did over at the Tap House.
Yep.
And then she lied to me and said I had a great set. She was really, really cool about it, so it's very nice.
See, that's the girl you say, yo, what's up to.
Yeah.
You don't, you know, you gotta know.
Mm-hmm.
Know your audience.
Know
who
to,
your audience,
yeah,
right.
You gotta
your
know
audience.
Who to yo to. Mm-hmm.
It's funny, when I met my girl online, I was on this dating site, and I did go out with several girls from this dating site, and they were all disasters, pretty much. And then I had a girl.
How
that
would you describe them if there was a common theme?
Well, most of the ones I would not respond to. And
Chewbacca-like?
Worse, I started using it to write material, because the common trend for the girls that would hit on me, they all look like Chris Farley. All of them.
Oh, my God.
They were just gross, right? They were just, and I mean after
oh
he
God.
Died. Like,
oh, they, I was going to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
they
look like Chris Farley a week after he passed away. And I would just laugh when these big, giant, these profile pictures wouldn't fit in the square that they put them in, right? It was so big. I'm like, they're all taking their pictures with iPads. Like, they were just so big. And they would hit me up, and they're like, hey, what's going on? You know, and I wouldn't really respond to them very much. I was kind of a douche. But then I started having fun with it, and I would respond like not mean, but, you know, but if you knew me, you know it was mean. Like some girl hit me up. She's like, hey, what do you like to do? And I go, I don't know. I do a lot of running, you know, and stuff like that. And she's like,
we both laughed.
Right. And she's like,
because you don't run.
Well, I got to it. The Chris Farley girl, she's like, really? Where do you run? I go, mainly from girls on this site, you know.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
And then another girl, she's like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, hey, you hungry? And she's like, oh, wow, you want to go out to eat? I said, nope, just wondering. I was like, oh, man, it's so bad. You're big.
It's way worse than yo, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, I can hear you breathing over your picture. You're so big. Oh, man.
Your picture.
You can hear it.
Your profile pic has a soundtrack.
Yeah, her profile pic had sleep apnea. Like, it was so bad. Like, it was so bad. I had to double click a CPAP machine onto her face. That's how fat one girl was. It was really, like, if she was on Tinder, I'd have to swipe with both hands. Like, I was like, threw my shoulder out. Like, bad. And I was getting ready to delete the app. I was really just tired of playing the game. I wrote like good 20 minutes of material on this whole app. And I was getting ready to quit it. And then on the bottom of the screen, they had this little bar that was like, if found girls in your area, like same zip code or whatever, and it would say like, maybe you know this person, and then here's this girl, obviously way too pretty to be anywhere near my profile. And I look at it and I go, that's not real, that's spam, right? A GIF's about to pop up of a girl doing dirty stuff to a cartoon penis any second now, right? So I click on it, and that's why I go, hey, well, you know, how are you, or something. It was something very sweet and simple. And then she responded to me, and then we started, you know, interacting, and then traded phone numbers, and we never turned back. It's been a damn fairy tale ever since, everybody.
Yes.
I love her so much. I love her so much. Every
She's
day.
Amazing.
Every day. Like, I couldn't believe it. Most of the girls, though, that I saw, it was the same thing every time I saw them. It was just, I would turn it on. It's just common theme. This is what we'll be playing in the background. First, I want to thank God. Yeah. Oh, who do we got here on my timeline? Oh, hey, nice mullet, lady. Pretty sweet. Is that a mesh blouse? Oh, tell Lane Bryant they shouldn't make that in the net. You could jump in the water and catch half of the bay. Can we get this guy on the show? I believe he lives in Lakeland.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
I know. I've heard that he's local.
Uh-huh. I know this is old, but...
Who cares?
I want to get this guy on the show. I think we would mesh. Phone lines open for you. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Well, Will, I apologize that you...
Don't apologize. It's not your fault. That's her fault. Loss, buckaroo. I'll tell you that much.
I did a lot of work to get you this date, and I wanted it. Of course, Anna and Ryan, they worked tirelessly to put this together, too.
How long it took me to get these three broads to come on the show?
It was tough. I can imagine. It was tough.
Tough work.
Yeah.
You hit it with a yo.
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, cuz? I should have added a cuz at the end.
At this point, you might as well just send her a naked selfie at this point. Yeah, that may have worked.
Maybe.
She may have.
Would have responded well.
Yeah.
If I bring Heather B back to you, will you go on a date with her?
Ooh.
Maybe.
No, maybe.
You don't deserve
yes
her.
Yes or no?
You don't deserve her.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
There you go.
Done.
Would you give Heather B the Heather D? What?
Maybe. Ayo.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Unless she ends up being a Heather C and then never shows up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, what if she stood me up, too? That'd be hilarious.
I
would kill myself.
Heather wouldn't stay.
I was like, what? He's like, that'd be hilarious. And I saw in his eyes, he was like, it would be so sad. I would just grab myself.
We'll do Wednesday. We film it from the top of the Skyway.
Yeah,
will he do it?
Will he?
You got to wait until the last break, though.
I've been looking for an excuse.
We need to be able to tease you jumping off the bridge.
That's right.
You can't do it in the first segment.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody would tune out.
Aww.
Yeah.
Dino, want to waste that?
Hey, Will, you got somebody else in your corner, buddy. Dino Armani just tweeted at you. Was really hoping you would have effed her. Sorry, brother.
That's all right, Dino. There's always next time.
You could always do it.
No, there's not.
You could always do it in your head.
But with other ladies. Obviously.
Or you can do it with yourself and pretend in your mind.
Yeah.
Gotta watch that.
Those are details I don't want.
Yes.